Have you ever gone down a rabbit hole on a car forum looking for just a simple maintenance answer?
Oh, yeah, and you leave thinking your engine's a ticking time bomb.
Exactly. It is just a total mess out there. So today we are doing a deep dive into BMW's official technical bulletins, some European regulatory filings, and literally hundreds of contradictory forum threads.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise to sift through.
Right, so our mission is to cut through all that and find the undeniable, no compromise engine oil spec for your Canadian BMW M2 competition. Because, I mean, the stakes are real here. Getting this wrong isn't going to grenade your engine tomorrow, but it will cause massive expensive wear by the time you hit, say, 100,000 kilometers.
Yeah, and the danger with those forums is that people take what works for one specific driving scenario and just, blindly apply it to everything else. We need to look at the actual engineering behind the recommendations.
Totally. So let's anchor this with the official factory spec. For the Canadian M2 comp, BMW calls for a 0W30 oil approved to the BMW Long Life 01 FE standard.
And that FE stands for fuel economy, by the way.
Right, fuel economy. And the capacity is 6.9 US quarts. But okay, let's unpack this, because here's where the internet arguments start. The M2 competition uses the S55 twin turbo inline six engine.
Right, which is the exact same mechanical heart found in the older M3 and M4.
Yeah, it's like identical twins wearing different shoes.
Why does BMW spec those older siblings with a thicker 0W40 oil?
Well, it really comes down to the timeline. I mean, the M2 came much later in the S55 engine's life cycle.
Okay, so what actually changed?
Regulators.
Yeah.
During that gap, regulators tightened up CAFFE, that's Corporate Average Fuel Economy and EU emissions standards. BMW had to squeeze better efficiency out of the exact same hardware.
Oh, so they shifted to that thinner LL01FE oil just to reduce pumping losses.
Exactly. The oil pump doesn't have to work as hard to shove a thinner liquid through the engine. It frees up horsepower for fuel economy instead of wasting it on fluid resistance.
Wow. So the engine's mechanics didn't actually evolve to need thinner oil? Nope. The regulators just demanded better efficiency. So pulling up an old M4 forum thread to maintain your newer M2 relies on completely outdated assumptions.
But wait, if we're talking about evolving standards, let's look across the pond. European M2 drivers, they swear by this newer LL04 standard.
They do, yeah.
And, usually newer means backwards compatible and better, right? Like a software update. Shouldn't Canadian drivers just upgrade to LL04 to be safe?
I mean, I see the logic, but applying it here is actually dangerous for your engine.
Wait, really? Why?
Because LR04 is a low SAPS oil. SAPS stands for sulfated ash, phosphorus, and sulfur.
Okay, and those are important.
Crucial. They are your primary anti-wear additives. Phosphorus literally coats the metal parts to act as a sacrificial layer, preventing metal-on-metal friction.
So why would anyone in Europe want a low SAPS oil if it removes that engine protection?
Because as those additives burn off, they produce ash. And that ash clogs up gasoline particulate filters, or GPFs.
And those are mandatory on European exhaust.
Exactly. But North American M2s do not have GPS.
Oh, wow. So if you use that newer LL04 in Canada, you're literally starving your engine of that protective phosphorus layer to save an exhaust filter your car doesn't even have.
You hit the nail on the head. Just stick to LL01.
Okay, I get the daily driving logic. But I'm thinking about frack days. If you push this car, that twin turbo setup generates massive heat. Doesn't a thin 0W30 essentially turn to water under that kind of stress?
It definitely can, yeah. Extreme heat and high RPMs cause oil shearing. That's when the oil molecules physically get chopped up, permanently breaking down the viscosity.
Yikes. So what's the fix?
Well, BMW Motorsport actually recommends 0W40 for actual racing. If you're tracking the car or running a tune, you should move up to a 0W40 or 5W40 within the LL01 family.
Right, and probably dump that factory 10,000-mile change interval.
Oh,
Or
absolutely. Change it every 3,000 to 5,000 miles under those conditions.
it makes total sense for track heat. But here's a massive Canadian misconception I keep seeing. People dump thick oil into their cars in November because they think it protects them in a brutal winter. Oh, I know, it's so backwards.
Right. Since we're dealing with a 0W oil, it already flows flawlessly at minus 40 degrees Celsius. Ramping up the second number, the hot viscosity rating to fight winter cold is like, I don't know, wearing a heavier winter coat to sit in a sauna.
That is a perfect analogy. The hot viscosity rating kicks in at operating temperature, which is the same whether it's July or January.
So you're messing with your operating viscosity for zero cold start benefit.
Exactly. You gain nothing.
So let's bring it all home. What's the final verdict?
To synthesize it all, just run 0W30LL01FE for your daily Canadian driving. And if you're hitting the track or running a tune, step up to a 0W40 or 5W40LL01.
Simple enough once you clear away the forum static, but here is a final provocative thought for you to ponder before your next oil change.
Let's hear it.
We just established that BMW changed the M2's oil spec from the M4 primarily to satisfy regulatory emission standards, not for mechanical performance.
Right, the CAFE standards. Yeah. So it makes you wonder, how many other maintenance specs on modern sports cars are designed to please a regulator rather than actually protect your engine?
Oh, that is a very good question.
Food for thought. Thanks for joining our deep dive. We will see you next time.